We continue 14 lines up from the bottom on Mem Gimel, Omer Aleph at the two dots. Tanan Hasam, we learn in a Braisa, in a Mishnah. Demus Tzuros Levanos Hayolo Rabin Gamliel Ba'aliyaso Betavla Bakosel Shebhen Mares Hayotos Va'omer Lehen Kazerisim O Kazerisim. So Rabin Gamliel, the Mishnah tells us in Rosh Hashanah, had to test those who wanted to prove or claim that they saw the new moon. He had to test for the Balabatim who came, and he would show them pictures of the moon in different shapes, and he asked them, did you see the moon like this image, or did you see it in this image? Which means that Rabbi Gamliel had pictures of the moon, which then leads us to the question, as we've been discussing the last daf or so, which is that you can't have these images. It's Avodah Zarah. Umishari asked the Gemara, is this what Rabbi Gamliel did? Is this permissible? Vaksiv lo sasun iti lo sasun kidmus shamashai hamashamshim lefanai. You're not allowed to make an image like those of the servants, meaning those different celestial bodies that serve me. So how can this be permissible? What was the heter for Rabbi Gamliel to do this? Amar Abaye lo asra Torah ela shamashim sheefshar laasos kimosan. What Abaye was what the Mishnah was referring to, or what the pasuk of Lo Sasun Iti is referring to, is making an image like the actual image that you can replicate. In other words, an image you can replicate, says Rashi, are the kalim of the Beis Hamikdash. Those are things you could actually replicate. An image of the moon or the sun, you can't possibly perfectly replicate it. Kedetanya, as we learn in Braisa, Lo Yase Adam Bias Tavnis Hechal Achsadra Tavnis Ulam Chaser Tavnis Azara Shulchan Tavnis Shulchan Menorah Tavnis Menorah Aval Osa Shalheva Shalvava Shalches. You can make these different things that you're not allowed to make. As it pertains to the menorah, you're allowed to make a 5-pronged or a 6 or an 8-pronged menorah of a Shel Zayin Lo Yasa. You can make a 7-pronged one, a Filu Shel Shar Minei Matachos, even if it's not made of metal, even if it's not made of Kesef, you still can't do it. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Omer Av Shel Eitz Lo Yasa, you can't even make it of wood, Kederach Shosu Beis Hashmonai. And that's what even the Hashmonaim, they didn't have a lot of money when they took over the Beis HaMikdash, so they only made a menorah out of wood. You still can't make a menorah Shel Eitz. Omer Lo Misham Raya, Shifudim Shel Barzal Haya, V'chovim Diba Eitz. Heishiru asum shal kesef, chazru veheishiru asum shal zav. So it was the menorah is usually made of gold. I'm sorry, but here this is the Chashmonaim initially made it of barzel. It was iron, and then they covered it, the iron, with wood, a wood finish, and then they got wealthier. They made it of silver, and when they got wealthier, they made it of gold. Veshamashim sheyef shal asosin kemo. Anyways, so that's the Brisa. But the bottom line is that the only shamashim which are prohibited to make are things which you can actually mamish make. As Rashi says, she'efshar la'asosim kamosan mamish. But the sun and the moon, I mean, it's not something you can mamish replicate. So then, like, when it asks, v'shamashim she'efshar la'asos kamosan mishare, is this true? It's something that you cannot replicate exactly? You're not allowed to, you are allowed to create? You're allowed to design, you're allowed to build. Hatayin learned it a brisa. Lo sasun iti lo sasun kidmos shamashai hamashamshim lefanai b'marom. Specifically referring to those items which serves God from the abode, from marom, from the heavens, which would include the sun and the moon. So that should be prohibited. So how can Rabbi Gamliel have made these pictures of the moon? Amar Abaye, lo asra Torah ela bidmus dalid panim. Now, what the Torah is referring to is the shamashim, these images of the four faces, as Rashi says, Pnei Shor, V'Adam, V'Aryeh, V'Nesher, L'Chaya, Achas, Dugmas, Chayos, Hekdish. These are the different faces of the combination of animals and humans, which is considered the shamashim that serve God from above. So that demus of this four faces, that's what you're not allowed to make, but a picture of a moon shouldn't be prohibited. But now the Gemara questions that premise. Elamiata, parts of Adam lechudei tishteri. Hold on a second. What's wrong with how can you claim elamiata, parts of Adam lechudei tishteri? Elamatanya kolar partsuvos mutarim chutzmi parts of Adam. We said before that parts of Adam in our Mishnah is prohibited to make. So why are you saying that no, it's only when it's four images together the image of a man, of the face of a human, is prohibited even on its own. So how do you deal with that? Amar Rav Yehuda b'Rei Rav Yeshua Miparke Rav Yeshua Shmili, from the teaching of the Shira Rav Yeshua, he told me, I heard, Lo Sasun Iti, Lo Sasun Osi, Aval Shar Mi Shamashim Shari. So now the Gemara gives a different answer. What it means is that the only, Lo Sasun Iti means Osi. You can't make me, you can't make an image of a man, that's prohibited. But any other image, that would be fine. But now we go back to our original question. You can make these images. So if you can make these images that serve God from above, from the heavens, that should include the sun and the moon. We only prohibit the upper levels of the heavens. And that's why the Brisa specifically stated, Ofanim and Seraphim and Chayos HaKodesh and Malachi HaShareis, those are all the angels who are on the higher levels of the heavens. But as opposed to the sun and the moon, which are on the lower level of the heavens. Let's call it the first level, not the upper levels. V'shemador HaTachton Mishari, but you're telling me that and the Madura Tachton, the lower levels of heavens, is permissible to make these images. Vatanya, Asher Bashamayim Larabos Chama Ulavana, Kochavim Umazalos, Mima'al Larabos Malachay Asheris. So you see clearly, Asher Bashamayim Mima'al tells us that there's a prohibition to make images of the moon and the sun. So how could Rabbi Gamaliel have done this? So the Gemara answers, Kitanya hi la'ovdam. So what the Brisa was talking about is that it's a prohibition. The prohibition is to serve them, but there isn't a prohibition to have them. Tzimmer says, or to make them. Ila ovdan afilo shil shel katan nami. Well, hold on a second. If the prohibition is to serve them, then we should also say that it's prohibited to serve the shil shel katan, the small little worm. So Gemara says, "Ena chanami." Yeah, absolutely, that's correct. You can't serve even the shulshul katan. Umi seifet dekranafka. We learn this out from the end of the pasuk, the Tanya. Asher ba'aretz, that those which are on the land, larabos yamim unaharos harim ugvos mitachas larabos shulshul katan. So yes, clearly, when it comes to serving idols, it includes even the small little worm. So la'ovdim is the prohibition. So Rav Gamliel was allowed to have this with him because he wasn't using it to serve it, he was using it as an, you know, educational purposes. He's just using it to teach, to determine Kiddush HaChodesh. So Gemara asks, "Vasiya gredas mishari." So are you implying that making the image is okay, just not serving it? V'hatanya lo sasun iti lo sasun kidmus shamashai hamashamshim lefanei b'marim. It says lo sasun. You can make it. Kigon chama ulavana ukochavim umazalos. So then, how could Rabbi Gamliel have done this? So the Gemara finally answers, and we'll see if this is the final answer. Shiny Rabbi Gamliel da achirim asulo. No, in the case of Rabbi Gamliel, someone else made it for him. And that's why it was okay. He didn't make it, and he didn't serve it. So Tosos asks, well, hold on a second. Or Hiksha Rabbeinu Elchanan. Well, if he didn't make it, well, who made it for him? Clearly, it wasn't a Jewish person that made it for him. That would be prohibited. So it was an idolater who made it for him. Well, hold on a second, says the Tosfos. Amir la'akum is Isser Darabanan. I can't tell somebody to do something for me that I can't do myself. It's Amir la'akum, right? Amir la'akum is not just a Shabbos issue. It's a general issue. That yeah, I can't tell someone to do something for me that I can't do, halachically speaking. So how does this work? So Tosfos gives gives one clear answer. The other one is a different answer. He says, Yesh lamar de mitzvah shiny. He says a shvus b'makom mitzvah is permissible. Now, we don't usually say that with regards to Hilchos Shabbos. We usually need two shvusim, shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah to be mutter on Shabbos. But maybe when we're not talking about a Shabbos issue, one Isser Derabanan is okay, b'makom mitzvah, and that's why it was fine. Then the other one he says is that there were those who were machmir, that it would only be permissible if the idolater brought it on their own, which would make more sense. So if you went to, who knows, there was a flea market of sorts that they already had the images, that they were selling images of the moon, not as Avodah Zarah, or if somebody, if an idolater just brought over to the house some pictures of Avodah Zarah, of the moon, just so that you would have it, again, that would be a little easier, because then you're not commanding an idolater to do something that you're not allowed to do. You're just purchasing it from him, something which he designed on his own. We'll continue with this Gemara next time.